What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And one of our members has just posted a link from whatreallyhappened.com to a video where Hillary's confronted at a book signing about the 33,000 missing emails and Seth Rich. I don't know if it's exactly the same event that the last caller was talking about, but apparently it's not. The book tour really isn't a pleasant experience at all. So, welcome back to our show. It's hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, there has been a new development in the investigation into the shootdown of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. Now, late in August, Russia handed over decoded radar data to the Netherlands, which is in charge of this so-called international investigation into the shootdown of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. Now, Russia had already sent all this information over in its coded form, but they provided the software needed to decode it. But the Dutch investigators, despite having the latest in modern technology, claimed they were not able to decode the recordings, and they basically ignored what was in them while they keep trying to say that, oh, yes, it was the Russia that shot down MH17. This new data provided by Russia is the uncoded radar data and clearly shows that the missile that is thought to have brought down MH17 was fired from the zone controlled by the Ukrainian military. So there's the hard data on that one. Now, the Trump administration is urging Congress to renew the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is due to expire the end of this year. And, of course, the whole Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has become a big joke. And it's a rubber stamp that allows the government to violate the constitutional rights of Americans. Now, supposedly, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act only applies to outside the United States of America. But as is typical with many of the laws passed by the government, there's a little bit of mission creep. Or application creep. And more we're finding that American citizens inside the United States are coming under surveillance approved by the FISA court. And it's very, very rare for the FISA court to reject a request for a wiretap. So it's just bypassing due process. It's a shortcut for the dictatorship. Now, there's an article that came out of Zero Hedge, and it has a wonderful metaphor for what's going on with our country, and it's called the sandcastle. And you work very hard to build a sandcastle at the beach, and then the tide comes in, and it's gone almost immediately. And the subtitle in this article is "The Decline from Democracy to Tyranny is Inevitable," and I'm sorry to say that, yes, I agree. If you are as old as I am, and if you are, you have my deepest sympathies. You remember in our youth where the Bill of Rights was an absolute. We weren't hearing all this talk about, there must be limits on freedom of speech. You know, we have to take away the guns. Their right to privacy is a threat to national security, and on and on and on. And now, of course, we're becoming aware of just how fraudulent our election system is. And our republic, with a democratically elected government, is being washed away before our very eyes, just like that sandcastle. It's a beautiful image. Now, back in 2009, Ron Paul made a comment saying, "What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests." That was back in 2009. I think here in 2017, more and more Americans are waking up to that reality. Saddam did not have nuclear weapons. Assad was not gassing his own people. There were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. There was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. the Lusitania was smuggling weapons to Great Britain, and Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. Roosevelt worked for a year to goad the Japanese into that attack. Truth is the first casualty of war. So the big question is going to be, what big lie are they going to try next to get us all riled up to go to war against whoever it is they need to go to war against? At this point, our government is so desperate for a major war to cover the coming economic crash, it almost seems like they don't care who the war is going to be against. North Korea, fine. Yemen, fine. Russia, fine. China, fine. We don't care. We'll go to war against Australia if we have to. Let's invade Canada. That's my favorite Michael Moore movie, Canadian Bacon, because he was bang spot on that link between elections, war, and the military-industrial complex. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates. Just now rejoining the network, and a reminder, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Get some of these listeners on the affiliates to call into the show here. Now, as you know, U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is on trial right now for corruption. And a former staffer has basically testified that Menendez was engaging in a little pay for play, helping with the visa applications of friends of a wealthy doctor who is facing bribery charges alongside Menendez. And Menendez's attorneys are trying to show that Menendez's actions were unremarkable and part of the normal duties of his office. Menendez may have actually believed that. Certainly Hillary Clinton did. Yeah, you get money, you do favors for people. But under direct questioning from the government, former senior policy advisor Mark Lopez testified Menendez emailed him in 2008, authorizing a letter of support from Menendez to be sent to consular officials regarding the visa applications of two sisters from the Dominican Republic. And one of the emails had the subject line, Dr. Melgen's request. So it's not looking good at all. And what is it with these politicians? The mayor of Seattle, well, actually he's not the mayor anymore. He just resigned. And apparently a fifth accuser has come forward accusing him of sexual molestation. And the latest accuser is his cousin, saying that Murray repeatedly molested him in the 1970s when he was a teenager. Kind of makes you wonder what sort of character, what sort of person is drawn to political power? And the answer is a sociopath, because they're exhibiting all that other behavior. Bill Bonner is out there saying that Congress is a carnival of claptrap, basically saying that there was never any possibility that Congress was going to hold to the debt ceiling, because they're not thinking about what's good for the United States and the people. They have cronies to pay off. They have promises to keep to their financial backers. And if that means driving the American people deeper into debt to pay for it all, well, that's just the way these things are going to work. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on in the war zones. Apparently, U.S.-led coalition warplanes bombed a military convoy belonging to the Syrian army east of Deir Ezzor. Gee, I wonder which side the U.S. is on. Well, if you look at this story, along with the U.S. airlifting out the ISIS commanders, it's very obvious that the U.S. and ISIS are the real allies in there against Bashar al-Assad. And apparently they're still trying to figure out a way that they can get in there and get Assad out. So the U.S.-led coalition warplanes bombed this convoy near Al-Tayyim oil field east of Deir Ezzor, killing and wounding several army members and destroying armored vehicles. So it's pretty obvious what the U.S. is in there for, and it's not to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're still out there hoping that they can find a way to get Assad. Now, Syria is responding to the recent UN report that supported the idea that Assad was gassing his own people even though it didn't really have any convincing evidence of that. And Syria is now taking the position that the United Nations is basically running a systematic campaign of disinformation that may constitute a war crime. And that the United Nations has become captive of the U.S. foreign policy. That the United Nations is no longer independent. It has become subservient to the United States. And that is a very dangerous situation. Now, apparently, ISIS has come on out with a new propaganda video, which is just more of the same thing, waving the flags and so forth and so on. But it is remarkable in one thing, in this video, which was shot near Raqqa, they're displaying their new favorite battle rifle, which turns out to be a modified M14 manufactured in the United States of America. Gee, I wonder how they got those guns. And apparently these U.S.-made rifles are winding up in the hands of ISIS, ISIL, Daesh in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. Somebody is taking those weapons in there. Remember that story that broke about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, where the U.S. was sending weapons into the Syrian rebels under the cover of diplomatic flights? And the reporter who broke that story, boy, did they get in trouble here. Meanwhile, Israel has basically advanced into Syrian territory. Israeli army forces yesterday advanced 200 meters into Bir Ajam in the countryside of Qunaitara, inside the Syrian territory. Now, 200 meters may not sound like much, but it's the camel's nose under the edge of the tent. And apparently, the Israeli occupation forces entered Syrian territory backed up by bulldozers, tanks, and military vehicles. And the troops are basically digging in, it appears. Now, meanwhile, Avigdor Lieberman is out there warning the Syrians, any confrontation will end badly for you. And that's because Syria is threatening repercussions following the Israeli airstrikes to the State Scientific Studies and Research Center. And, of course, now this military incursion. So what we have here is this absurd situation of Israel is attacking Syria and then warning them not to make a fuss about it. Like Israel has a natural right to just bomb other people's countries. It's a bad habit they've picked up from the United States of America. Now, apparently, the Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has held talks with President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus, talking about military cooperation and joint actions against the U.S.-backed terrorists in Syria. In short, the U.S. just lost Syria. Syria is pivoting toward Russia. When this is all over and done with, Syria is going to be in the Russian sphere of influence. They botched this one badly. Actually, they've kind of botched up the whole thing all along. The more aggressive the United States becomes, the more countries are pivoting away from the West and toward Russia and China. Meanwhile, Russia has sent a message to the United States, stop destroying our relationship and start solving the problems you yourself have caused. And that's a very insightful comment. We're seeing the U.S. and Russia in this tit-for-tat attack on each other's diplomatic forces. And Russia is saying further retaliatory measures against U.S. diplomats are imminent. And so Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov in Helsinki is saying, we're urging the U.S. to stop destroying Russian-American relations and undermining international law and to occupy themselves with solving problems that have arisen not due to any fault of our own. In other words, you made this mess. You fix it. Now, interestingly enough, there is over in Germany, we're coming up on their elections, and it's getting tense over there. The left lead candidate Sarah Wagenknecht, is out there saying it's time to end NATO and replace it with a security organization that includes Russia. And is saying the Russian sanctions are counterproductive. They're not going to work in the eastern Ukraine. The conflict has to be solved diplomatically. The Minsk agreement is being undermined by both sides. We need to create new trust. Well, again, as I've said before, to have peace, everybody must agree. But it only takes one tyrant with an invasion force to keep the war going. And right now, the U.S. government, unfortunately, is not interested in peace with anybody. They're desperate to get a war going, to plunder and loot other countries to keep our private central bankers happy. And if a million of your children have to die, well, that's just the cost of doing business. Just the cost of doing business. We got too many people around here anyway. And if they really think they're going to build an effective army out of all these refugees and illegal immigrants, they are dreaming. Because those people do not have an emotional tie to this country and this land. They're going to put them out there on the front lines. They get shot at. They're going to drop their weapons and cower in a foxhole. Now, the president of Iraqi Kurdistan is basically saying that they're tired of waiting and they're going to draw their own borders of a future Kurdish state. If Baghdad does not accept a vote for independence in a referendum due later this month. So there may be a whole new Iraq war going on. The Kurds against the Iraqis. Now, Israel wants an independent Kurdistan, and the U.S. is certainly on board with that idea as well. Because the real agenda is to break up the larger Middle East nations into smaller pieces that are easier to bully and push around. They want to start breaking up Iraq. They're going to carve part of Turkey and Syria off of this new Kurdistan and make a new small country. And that's the real goal here. Israel has been wanting to break up all those other larger Middle Eastern countries. They want to redraw the map. Again, they have lots and lots of little tiny countries that are easy to manipulate and exploit or invade when necessary. Now, here is a little bit of interesting news. Apparently, the Saudi crown prince had a secret visit to Israel. And everybody is wondering what's going on, if this may be involved with the breakup of the Shia Crescent as their primary policy. But what's really interesting is that Saudi Arabia still does not recognize the Jewish state. And officially, now Israel and Saudi Arabia do not have diplomatic relations. Well, apparently that may be about to change. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, you was talking with one of the callers who had called in regards to the CIA PSYOPs program. I have a quick question. Do you think Sirhan was your typical Manchurian candidate? Oh, was he a patsy, or he didn't do the shooting?
Oh, he's definitely a patsy, and he may have fired a gun, but that wasn't the only gun that was present in that pantry, because Sirhan was several feet in front of Robert Kennedy, and the shot that was fatal was fired into Robert Kennedy's head behind his ear. It had to come from behind him. And so while Sirhan was drawing everybody's attention, somebody got a shot off. And again, Sirhan's gun only held 8 rounds. The police recovered 11 bullets from that pantry. So he was definitely set up to be the patsy. A lot of people who saw him before the shooting said it looked like he was drugged out and just not really there. He was being led around by this woman in a polka dot dress, which the authorities attempted after the fact to claim did not exist, that everybody had seen the girl in the polka dot dress. They were just hallucinating, even though the LAPD put out an all-points bulletin to find her. Tony, got to take a break for commercials. We'll
all
be right
thank
back.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, apparently, Israel is sticking its nose into the Iran deal, even though it was never part of the original P5+1. And Israel's intelligence minister, Israel Katz, is basically saying that Prime Minister Netanyahu must demand from President Trump that he freeze, change, or cancel the Iran nuclear deal. And they're out there saying the lesson from North Korea is that talks and compromise are not going to work. Well, North Korea is only arming itself in response to U.S. aggression. And the counter lesson there is Iran has gone along with ending its nuclear program just the way that Saddam Hussein gave up all of his chemical weapons. And they're still in the crosshairs of the United States. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, the United Nations AIEA, the International Atomic Inspection people, have certified once again Iran is fully in compliance with the P5+1 deal requirements. And Nikki Haley and Donald Trump are out there trying to sell the idea that they can end the deal, that they have grounds to end the deal, because they don't feel Iran is enthusiastic enough about compliance. You know, they're sulking. or they're building ballistic missiles, which were never in that original agreement. But here you have Israel is out there saying, you will attack Iran for us. And then apparently our government is saying, yes, massa, yes, massa, yes, massa. I will. We will send other people's children over there to basically go after Iran. Now, do you remember in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq that claim that Niger was shipping yellowcake uranium to Iraq? And it turned out to be a forged document, and George W. Bush was on TV saying, see, Iraq is buying uranium, and because Israel bombed their power plant, the only reason they could have for uranium is they're building a bomb. And it turned out to be a complete hoax. And it was never really a convincing argument, because Iraq has plenty of natural uranium on their own soil. They don't need to be buying it from Niger. But the document did turn out to be a forgery. Well, having learned nothing at all from that embarrassment, apparently they're trying it again, where the media outlets are reporting on a letter supposedly by the Somali foreign minister that Al-Shabaab was mining uranium for transport to Iran. So they're trying it all over again. And basically, Cindy Vestergaard, a senior associate with the Nuclear Safeguards, is rejecting this story, saying it's nonsense. And again, Iran also has lots of uranium within their own borders. They don't need to get it from outside. The only reason to claim it's coming from outside is so you can claim there's a paper trail. But Fox News came on out there, Al-Qaeda affiliate mining uranium to send to Iran. Somali official warns U.S. ambassador. Voice of America came out, Somalia seeks U.S. help, says militant plot to supply uranium to Iran. So it's a replay of that yellow cape, the original Nigerian scam. Are they going to set off a nuclear bomb someplace and claim that Iran did it or North Korea did it? That's what it's going to take to really get the wars going. Because the American people have become, first of all, war-weary. Second of all, skeptical, highly skeptical of anything coming out of the government and the corporate media. And they're jaded from all of this. Now, American Jewish archaeologist and Zionist propagandist Alex Jaffe has suggested it's time for economic sabotage and cyber warfare against Iran. Once again, Israel's at the forefront of trying to stir up trouble. Psychologists call it, let's you and him fight. And we've all met people like that, people who love to provoke others into conflict with each other. They never get into a fight themselves, but they get a thrill out of just steering other people into conflict. And Israel does that all the time. Israel doesn't want to fight their own fight. That's what the Goyim are for. We'll send them out to destroy our enemies. All right. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And going on back to the news here, apparently Russia is going to be loaning 1.2 billion euros to Iran to construct a new power plant project. Basically, Russia is giving or loaning the money to Iran, who will then hire Russia to build this new power plant, which makes sense because Russia built the one they've already got. But Iran is going nuclear because they know that sooner or later the oil under the ground is going to run on out, and it's time to start making those changes here. Now, here's an interesting development. Apparently, Tillerson is out there demanding Donald Trump ask Israel to return $75 million in U.S. aid. Now, it's not a significant amount compared to what Israel is getting. But apparently, the State Department has been lobbying the White House to convince Israel to hand back the aid it was given last year over and above the normal military aid that it receives annually. And basically, last year, then-President Barack Obama's administration came under fire for trying to limit Israel's ability to lobby with Congress for more money in case new conflicts break out in the Middle East. Well, I think that Israel should be limited in lobbying Congress. And one of the things that really annoys me is how AIPAC is not required to register as the agent of a foreign government, even though everything coming out of AIPAC is about Israel, 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 Israel. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has got a good reason to be invading Syria or Lebanon or anybody else that he can think of, is because apparently the Israeli authorities are getting close to criminal indictments for both Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife. And the threat of criminal indictment has hung for months over Netanyahu and loomed much larger this weekend as it was announced that his wife faced potential criminal charges. So at least Israel's government is trying to deal with the corruption in high level. In our country, they're going to throw Menendez to the wolves to protect everybody else. Now, do you remember there is this 96-year-old guy named Hubert Zafke, and he has been hauled into court because he was a medic at Auschwitz. And so he collectively is guilty of exterminating 87 billion Jews who were held at Auschwitz, or whatever the number is these days. And a lot of people were saying, this is really ridiculous. He's 96 years old. He was a medic. He was there, to help people. And yes, the workers in these slave labor camps, the Germans took good care of them because they were an asset. And they were manufacturing materials needed by the German army. So if you got cut or scrape or anything, you would go see the medics and they would bandage you up and put you back to work. And that's what this Hubert did. He was not involved in any atrocities, which nobody can really seem to prove anyway. And apparently the court has thrown the case out saying he's suffering from dementia. He doesn't even know where he is. He's 96 years old. And they finally come to the conclusion he's not able to stand trial. He's not able to remember anything about Auschwitz. He's just mentally incompetent. And they realize just how terrible it looks putting somebody like that on trial. It's like in the medieval world where they would dig somebody's body up, put them on trial for something they were supposed to have done, and then flog the corpse and rebury it. It was ridiculous. Meanwhile, of course, Netanyahu's got to be just going out of his mind. He's running out of real Nazis to wag at people to get donations and stuff. Now, as we reported yesterday, the United Nations Security Council unanimously passed a watered-down version of the sanctions against North Korea. Some of the most onerous parts that called for by the United States were taken on out. And basically, they're stronger than the previous sanctions. But everybody's saying this isn't going to work. Sanctions have not worked. And again, North Korea has the examples of Iran and Iraq to look at. If you give the U.S. government what they want, if you disarm, you are still going to be invaded. That's what happened in Iraq. That's what's getting ready to happen in Iran. From Kim Jong-un's point of view, he would be insane to give up his nuclear deterrent. And so sanctions aren't going to work. Now, remember, China has already threatened that if the U.S. attacks North Korea without just cause, China will intervene, and that guarantees there's going to be some kind of a false flag. They're going to set up a nuclear bomb somewhere out here in the Pacific Ocean and say, oh, North Korea was attacking us. Thank goodness it missed. But I'm sure it'll be close enough to some tourist destination where lots and lots of pictures will be taken of the mushroom cloud out there on the horizon. Meanwhile, more and more people are becoming very concerned over the Pyongyi-ri nuclear test site. which appears to have been seriously fractured by that last H-bomb test. And people are very concerned that more testing could cause landslides that would expose some of the trapped nuclear materials from the earlier tests. And again, I would hope that North Korea is simply going to find a new mountain to conduct their tests in. Boy, if you look at the western United States and you look at all those nuclear test sites, it's just amazing how many craters. You look in Google Earth, you look up around Groom Lake there, and you just see hundreds, almost 1,000 craters in all these various nuclear test sites. These were above ground tests, by the way, for the most part. Now, Russia has test fired an ICBM from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome up in Russia's north. You're not hearing a big hue and cry about it. Nobody's screaming that Russia's being provocative. It's just a missile test. But boy, oh boy, every time North Korea fires off a test rocket, it's a provocation. They're coming for war. It's kind of a double standard here. The U.S. is always testing their missiles. They fire off a lot of those tests from right here in Hawaii, over on Kauai, the Pacific Missile Test Range. The last two tests of THAAD up in Alaska, the target missile was launched from right here in Hawaii. Nobody makes a big deal about that. Nobody says the U.S. is being provocative. It's only North Korea. They're being provocative. How dare they prepare to slow down our invasion? Don't they understand the United States is exceptional and we have the right to invade anybody that we feel like? How dare they ignore the rules we just made up here? Now, turning to the economic news, the European Union is very worried over the current U.S. economic chaos, and it is. And basically, they're blaming it on Donald Trump, but Donald Trump did not create this mess. It was created for him long ago. But they're basically acknowledging something that we've been saying all along. The U.S. is in the process of forfeiting its position of economic supremacy. And an internal EU document shows the Europeans are worried. Well, they've got their own currency, the euro. So they're relatively isolated. They're not dependent on the U.S. dollar. And more nations are delinking from the dollar because everybody can see the writing on the wall. The entire U.S. economy is a giant bubble. The stock market is a bubble. Real estate is a bubble. Car loans are a bubble. Education is a bubble. It's all one giant bubble pumped up to look impressive, and there's nothing inside. Now, over in China, a Beijing court sentenced the architect of the $9 billion Yizhubao online financial scam to life imprisonment and handed down jail time to 26 others, marking the close to one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in modern Chinese history. And the ruling comes at a time when the Chinese government is stepping up their efforts to crack down on risky and illicit behavior in the country's financial sector, including the unruly peer-to-peer industry that continues to attract high volumes. We need more of that here. And yes, Bernie Madoff got brought down for his Ponzi scheme, but I think he was brought down mostly because he was cheating his own people. And we know there's a lot of fraud on Wall Street that is simply ignored. And again, there was a documentary that came on out about the 2008 meltdown called Inside Job. It won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Documentary and then pretty much vanished from the American scene to be replaced by this hastily put together HBO movie that tried to portray all these Wall Street people as heroic figures struggling with forces beyond their control, which was just a big pile of bovine excrement, not really worth watching here. Now, the U.S. has filed a civil lawsuit in federal court in Brooklyn against Paul Mangione. He's the former Deutsche Bank head of subprime trading, and he is accused of defrauding investors in mortgage-backed securities sold before the financial crisis. Well, good. Finally, they're going after some of these people. Mangione misled investors about the quality of the loans underlying $1.4 billion in mortgage-backed securities, resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. The case against the former trader came after the bank in January reached a $7.2 billion settlement with Deutsche Bank in a related case over risky mortgage securities sold to investors. Well, I'm glad they're finally getting there, but that was really the essence of the scam. They took all these mortgages, many of which were already in default, put them into these bundles. The ratings agency said these are AAA, pensions could invest in them. In some cases, the same mortgages were being attached to different bundles, multiple bundles. That's fraud right there. And the SEC looked the other way until the whole thing imploded. And here we are just about 10 years later, and they're finally starting to deal with some of these criminals here. Now, interestingly enough, the Federal Reserve has come out with a new report about the current state of the U.S. economy. And amazingly, $102 billion in credit card debt, student and auto loans was revised away. If you look at the chart there, there's this all of a sudden drop. And nobody has an explanation for that. We know that all of that money wasn't repaid. But somebody just decided, for the sake of the bookkeeping not looking all that bad about the nation's indebtedness, they were just going to put that somewhere else. It's the same thing they do with the unemployment rate. If you have been out of work for more than a month, you're not classed as unemployed anymore. You're put in another category. And that wonderfully low unemployment number that they like to wave at you is really based just on people who only recently lost their job. And the almost 100 million Americans who are willing and able to work but haven't found work in months or years are simply ignored. They're not included in the calculation because we got to make the numbers look good. Now, a new report has come on out. This is Investment Watch blog. They're going back and they're looking at the housing market crash that was part of that 2008 meltdown. And the analysts have said that the subprime borrowers were not to blame. You probably remember back then the corporate media was out there saying, oh, it's those subprime borrowers, you know, they couldn't pay those adjustable rate mortgages, which was definitely true because the teaser rates were very low to get them in there. There was even an $8,000 tax credit passed by Congress to get people to buy their first home. And then they took that $8,000 back in subsequent tax years. But they lured these people in. They front-loaded the system. And they got into trouble. But the real problem that triggered the housing market crash were the house flippers, people who were buying a house in the morning and then selling it that same afternoon at a huge markup. And they're the ones who drove that real estate market way up. And hang on a second, I got a problem. Here we go. They drove the market way, way up. And that, of course, was luring a lot of people in to buy houses as a get-rich-quick scheme. And then it all fell apart. So it was the house flippers, the get-rich-quick schemers, who drove everything out of control, not the borrowers themselves. They just wanted a home. That's all they wanted. Now, the Chinese government has informed the Wall Street Journal they're about to shut down all domestic Bitcoin exchanges. And apparently they're trying to get their economy back under control. And they're very concerned that the ultra-rich in China are using Bitcoin as a means to shuffle their wealth to tax havens around the world. So they're trying to rein that in, and the cryptocurrencies are starting to take a little bit of a beating there. Another story coming out of FortRust.com. U.S. government debt tops $20 trillion. This exceeds the annual GDP of the United States. And basically, the U.S. national debt increased by $318 billion in just one day. This, of course, follows Donald Trump and Congress last week agreeing on a temporary increase in the ceiling of the national debt. It's not going to be temporary. They're never going to put it back down again. They can't pay down the debt. They've never been able to pay it down. And so the issue is now postponed until December. Now, like everything else, the official government debt is less than accurate. The true scale of the government's debt, when you take in all the unfunded mandates, is over $100 trillion. We're in a really serious mess, and that is why the U.S. government is desperate to get a big bloody war going, so they got something to blame the coming crash on, or at least distract from it. Because they've done it before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. And we are definitely on the brink. Now, Bernie Sanders is out there co-sponsoring a new bill to provide single-payer health coverage for all Americans. He's basically calling it the Medicare for All bill. And it's basically signaling that universal health care and Obamacare is definitely going to be a major issue in next year's midterms, and especially in 2020 for the next presidential election. We got to take a break here for commercials. We'll be right back.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting on back to the wars and how it's all driven by money, it's important to remember that the U.S. began their plot to overthrow Syria's President Bashar al-Assad all the way back in 2006, right after Assad's government dropped the U.S. dollar. That was the motive. Same reason they went after Saddam, same reason they went after Gaddafi. They're sending a message. You will use our currency or bad things will happen to you. That's what's driving all of this. And those of you who are parents of children approaching military age, you got to keep that in mind before you let those recruiters grab your kid away. Because that's what they really want your kid to do, is force other countries to use our dollar. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're doing well.
Doing fine.
I sent you a couple minutes ago, I sent you an email. I love these charts. It compares the U.S. to Canada in terms of house prices and household debt, and it's actually shocking. I mean, up here in Canada, the newspapers and whatnot are saying, hey, you know, everything's going great. You know, the economy is booming. We're in debt up to our eyeballs, worse than the United States has ever seen. Now, mind you, student loan debt is still low. It's not $1.5 trillion. It's not even 10 times less than that. I think it's sitting at about $30 billion. But still, I mean, it's ridiculous. Most people.
Yeah, I'm looking at the charts right now.
Isn't that magnificent? They're older.
That's so amazing.
What's it going to take to set it all up?
Well, you know, you need to understand that the global economic theory is skewed, because everybody seems to be in debt. And you're wondering, where did all this money go? Well, it went into the pockets of the private central bankers. The private central banking is a mechanism that basically pumps wealth from ordinary working people into the pockets of the bankers. And we all need to understand that.
Oh, I understand it. I think United States Central Bank, European Central Bank, and the Japanese Central Bank, on their books that we know of, have right now a fifth of the economy's, world economy's balance sheet sitting on their books right now. It's around $4.5 trillion on each of those central banks. And that's only those three central banks, and that's only what we know of. It's like you said, everything is upside down. It's madness. Whatever happened to saving?
Well, the savings are gone. And remember last year where they were saying that the problem with the U.S. economy is people were hanging onto their money. They're being greedy. They're hoarding their cash in savings accounts. And they were even talking about penalizing savings account to get people to dump their money into circulation. Didn't work because nobody actually had any savings. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.